It's 2:43. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. It's that time of year in Champaign-Urbana, moving time. Ahead of the start of classes at the University of Illinois, many leases are ending, many are beginning. People are cleaning up, and for lots of people, part of that involves shedding stuff, things that are no longer needed or wanted. Meanwhile, others are looking for things to furnish their new homes with. Enter the folks at the University YMCA and the International Student and Scholar Services at the U of I. They are the sponsors and organizers of what is called Dump and Run. Joining me to tell us how it works, Becca Guyett. She's the development director for the University YMCA. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Celeste. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks.
Good. Okay. Well, tell us, first of all, what is Dump and Run?
Sure. Dump and Run is a program. It's a program and a fundraiser run by the University YMCA. This is our seventh annual year of doing this program. It serves as an environmental program in the aspect that it keeps good items out of the landfill. It also serves as a fundraiser for the University YMCA as we collect and sort those items and sell them at the beginning of the school year, predominantly to students, but of course to all community members.
Okay, and now you are in the midst or about to begin the second collection of the summer for Dump and Run. The first came at the close of the spring semester.
That's correct,
so
yes.
Where are we now in the process?
Sure. We're just doing a little bit more collections there at the U of I Stock Pavilion. We were collecting and sorting and storing so many items in May, and we said, you know, it might help if we have items at the actual sale site for collections. And so we're at the U of I Stock Pavilion, which is at 1402 West East Pennsylvania Avenue at in between 4th Street and Lincoln Avenue. And we're over there. We're collecting tomorrow morning from 9 to noon. We're collecting Monday from 12 noon to 8 p.m. That's a late day for those who want to come after work. And then our final day of collections is Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And so our hope is to get as much furniture as possible. That's the items. That's what goes the best. That's what students are most looking for is furniture. So if you have an old couch in your basement that you've been wanting to get rid of, if you could bring it over to us, or a coffee table that you might not need anymore. Those are the kinds of items that students like to use to furnish their apartments and homes.
Okay, what else are you looking for? And maybe you could tell us what you can't take.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's almost the shorter list. we're looking for any kind of household items, so pots, pans, dishes, toasters, blenders. It has to be working if it's an appliance or an electronic. But otherwise, we take books, office supplies, anything you could think that someone might be able to use in their home that would be a benefit to them. We're asking people to keep that in mind, what students would use, what people need. And we do not take large appliances. We do not take things that are no longer working. Because of the cost of recycling and disposal, we're no longer taking individual computer monitors, and we're also not taking mattresses that have been used. So those are some of the items that we don't take. But large exercise equipment is another item we do not take. But anything that can be used in the home and that is that a student could likely use, we would be happy to have.
Okay. What about clothing?
Well, clothing will be at the actual sale. Unfortunately, we don't have the people help to sort the items at the Stock Pavilion, so we aren't accepting clothing at this time. We will have it at the sale because we did collect it in May, but we won't be collecting it in August. So, Unfortunately, no clothing at this time, but it will be available at the sale.
Do you need volunteers? I'm sorry.
Yep, I think you and I were going in the exact same path there. Incidentally, we do need volunteers.
Okay.
That's something that's becoming more apparent to us as the students have switched to the new schedule. They're moving back to campus later, and we're short on volunteers. So if you care about recycling, if you care about keeping things out of the landfill, we need as much help as we can get next week. And we're there every day next week, Monday through Saturday. Saturday is when the sale begins, but we're there all day and into the evening next week and could use as much help as possible. Tomorrow morning we could use help. We're collecting from 9 a.m. to noon, and we're short on volunteers over there. So all you have to do is show up, and we will be glad to find something for you to do.
Okay. And when is the sale?
The sale is August 23rd, 24th, 25th. So that's a Saturday, Sunday, Monday. The 23rd, it runs from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and there's a $2 admission that day. On the 24th, it runs from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., and that's free admission. Or, I'm sorry, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. on the 24th. And then on the 25th is our final day of the sale. It runs from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's a $3 bag sale. So we'll be handing out bags, and anything people can fit in that bag, the whole bag is $3. And we get pretty generous toward the end, and we say, if you touch it with the bag, we'll probably give it to you for $3. And then this year we're doing a free giveaway beginning at 2:30 on the 25th. Try to get rid of our last bit of items. So from 2:30 to 4 on the 25th, it's kind of a free-for-all. We'll have the Stock Pavilion open as we clean up, and people can come and take items for us.
Okay.
So we're just trying to, again, keep as much as possible out of the landfills and recycle items.
Okay. So this weekend, we come over and we bring you some good stuff that you can sell and that we don't have to throw away. And also, we can volunteer our time, and then next weekend is the sale.
Absolutely. You can come and find some treasures.
Okay. Thanks, Becca.
Thank you so much, Celeste.
Becca Guyette is the Development Director for the University YMCA, the University Y, and the International Student and Scholar Services at the U of I are the sponsors and organizers of Dump and Run.